listener production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. South Australia has today made history, becoming the first jurisdiction to set up an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Locals have gathered outside State Parliament to witness the special Sunday meeting. The state's Attorney General, Kiam Ma, says it's a momentous occasion.
What we've done today will change this state for the better, and I believe what we've done today has the potential to change Australia, because the nation will watch us reshape the way Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal South Australians work together towards common goals.
The state-based voice comes ahead of the referendum to enshrine a federal body in the Constitution. The entire Australian mainland is now under control of Labor after Chris Minns led his party to victory in the New South Wales state election. He's praised outgoing Premier Dominic Perrottet, who's stepping down as leader of the Liberal Party.
I think he held himself very well in this election campaign, and despite the fact that he lost and we won, I don't think this political campaign diminished him at all.
The Victorian Premier is set to travel to China this week in his quest to repair the state's trade relationship. Daniel Andrews will depart tomorrow night for the four-day trip. His top focus will be international students. Melbourne police are searching for a driver at the centre of a hit-and-run incident that claimed one life. Around 1:10 this morning, a stolen car collided with an SUV, killing a passenger inside the stolen vehicle. Another passenger was taken to hospital, as well as a man and woman from the SUV. To sport, South Sydney is full of praise for Lachlan Ilias after drilling a game-winning Golden Point field goal against Manly. Bunnies coach Jason Dimitro says he couldn't have struck it any better.
I see him practice at a train and we rehearse at a train, and so for Charles got the pressure to go to him, and for him to step up in that moment was, he'll get a lot out of that.
Meanwhile, the Bulldogs are leading the charge in today's Warriors clash in Auckland. A short time ago, they were leading 8-6. Later today, the Knights will face the Raiders in Newcastle, while the Sharks will take on the Dragons in Sydney.